Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Laboratories across the country have pivoted this year to include COVID testing to help with demand. And we've uncovered another one in our state. Michael Conroy is a vice president with Premier Medical Laboratory Services, and he joins us by phone from the company in Greenville, South Carolina. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. Premier Medical Laboratory Services is a full-scale clinical medical laboratory. We've been here in Greenville and previously in Fountain Inn for the past 10 years. We run a variety of tests from cardiovascular testing, allergy testing, toxicology, hereditary cancer, women's health. And what allowed us to pivot into COVID testing is we were running a genetic test for respiratory disorders previously, and we're able to take that testing and move it slightly to focus on COVID.
How long did it take you to make that pivot?
Pretty quickly. We actually had four other coronaviruses in our respiratory pathogen panel. Once we began seeing the effects of the pandemic here in the United States, our scientists were able to identify exactly what they needed to do to target those RNA samples, and were able to build it out in a matter of a couple of weeks.
And now we keep hearing stories about backlogs and delays in testing. Are you experiencing any of that?
No, not at this time. We are validated to do about 100,000 COVID-19 tests per day, and we have equipment on our floor that we could add additional equipment to the process and get up to about 300,000 tests per day.
Are your tests coming from our state mostly or from out of state?
We have a mixture of the two. We can test all across the United States.
What have been your challenges during this challenging time in making this pivot and getting the testing done in a timely manner?
Initially, the challenge was the supply chain, whether it was getting collection devices or reagents or the machines to run the test. The supply chain just wasn't built to be able to handle the volume of tests that needed to occur across the country. That's leveled out a little bit, in part because Premier took an approach to look at being able to validate the testing on multiple different platforms. So instead of using one type of machinery or one type of chemical to run it, our scientists and lab personnel validated the testing across multiple platforms and did the same thing with multiple collection devices. So the nasal pharyngeal swab, which is the one everybody is familiar with. It's the long swab that goes way up into the nasal passage, was in short supply at the beginning of the pandemic. We looked at other options and used a nasal rinse. We used a Nair swab. We have validated for saliva testing, oropharyngeal swabs as well. So Premier is able to be a little bit more reactive and change with the stresses on the supply chain.
And now we are being told that most tests are going to the nasal swab where you get both nasal cavities swabbed. It only is going in like a half an inch into the nasal cavity. Is that the trend now? Is everything moving to that?
I wouldn't say everything is moving to that. It's certainly less invasive for the patient. Some clinics and hospitals want to use that. And by far the least invasive is saliva testing.
These are all giving you the same reliability?
Absolutely.
Michael, I understand that you guys are not just bringing in tests from the outside, but you're out there in the community yourself.
That's correct. We want to make sure the testing is available to as many people as want to be tested as possible. So we've built a drive-through right behind our laboratory here in Greenville off of Pelham Road. People can go onto our website and schedule a time to come in, or they can do the paperwork as they pull up. It's a very smooth process, in and out, in typically less than 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Michael Conroy is a vice president with Premier Medical Laboratory Services. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.